Mauve Desert by Nicole Brossard. Translated by Suzanne de Lobinière Harwood. Narrated by Allegra Fulton. This is a Bespeak Editions audiobook. Reading is going towards something that is about to be, and no one yet knows what it will be. Italo Calvino. Mauve Desert, Laure Anstel, Arroyo Press. The desert is indescribable. Reality rushes into it, rapid light. The gaze melts. Yet this morning, very young, I was already crying over humanity. With every new year, I could see it dissolving in hope and in violence. Very young, I would take my mother's meteor and drive into the desert. There I spent entire days, nights, dawns, driving fast and then slowly, spinning out the light in its mauve and small lines, which like veins mapped a great tree of life in my eyes. I was wide awake in the questioning, but inside me was a desire which, free of obstacles, frightened me like a certitude. Then would come the pink, the rust, and the gray among the stones, the mauve and the light of dawn. In the distance, the flashing wings of a tourist helicopter. Very young, I had no future like the shack on the corner, which one day was set on fire by some guys who came from far away, said my mother, who had served them drinks. Only one of them was armed, she had sworn to me. Only one among them. All the others were blonde. My mother always talked about men as if they had seen the day in a book. She would say no more and go back to her television set. I could see her profile and the reflection of the little silver comb she always wore in her hair, and to which I attributed magical powers. Her apron was yellow with little flowers. I never saw her wearing a dress. I was moving forward in life, wild-eyed with arrogance. I was 15. This was a delight like the power of dying, or of driving into the night with circles under my eyes, absolutely delirious spaces edging the gaze. I was well acquainted with the desert and the roads running through it. Lorna, this friend of my mother's, had introduced me to erosion, to all the ghosts living in the stone and the dust. She had described landscapes, some familiar, some absolutely incompatible with the vegetation and barren soil of my childhood. Lorna was inventing. I knew she was, because even I knew how to distinguish between a western diamondback and a rattlesnake, between a troglodyte and a mourning turtle dove. Lorna was inventing. Sometimes she seemed to be barking, so rough and unthinkable were her words. Lorna had not known childhood, only young girls after school whom she would ostentatiously arrange to meet at noon. The girls loved kissing her on the mouth. She loved girls who let themselves be kissed on the mouth. The first time I saw Lorna, I found her beautiful and said the word bitch. I was 5 years old. At supper, my mother was smiling at her. They would look at each other, and when they spoke, their voices were full of intonations. I obstinately observed their mouths. Whenever they pronounced words starting with M, their lips would disappear for a moment, then, swollen, reanimate with incredible speed. Lorna said she liked moly and salmon mousse. I spilled my glass of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?